A proposed crackdown on alleged voter fraud has sparked a furious battle in the federal parliament, with the Morrison government accused of trying to ignite a culture war to boost its chances of winning the next election. Legislation will soon be introduced requiring all voters to produce ID before they're allowed to cast a ballot. The bill will be strongly opposed by Labor and the Greens, who say it will disenfranchise vulnerable people, including First Australians and the homeless. Liberal Senator James McGrath is chair of the parliamentary committee which recommended this change. Senator McGrath, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Good morning.
We've never really had much of a problem with voter fraud in Australia, so why do you want to introduce this ID test?
Well, elections must only be fair, open and transparent. They must be seen to be so. And asking for a form of ID is a pretty sensible, non-controversial reform. If an election was held this coming Saturday and you went to vote, you could get your democracy sausage, but you'd have to check in through your phone, effectively a form of electronic identification. But when you're issued with your ballot paper, the most important civic duty you undertake, no identification is required. Now, the committee that I chair did recommend that voters should show a form of ID, and we did it very sensibly. So the Greens and Labor have been quite almost hysterical in their response. So we've said, yes, a form of photographic ID or a government-issued card like Medicare, proof of address. And where voters don't have ID, they must be issued with a declaration vote. But also, if someone is homeless, or especially for remote Indigenous voters or other disadvantaged persons, a local health or welfare service person can vouch for the identity of the person. No one's going to be excluded from voting. There's nothing to do with cultural wars. It's actually an expectation of most people. I've been on polling booths since I was 15, handing out how to vote cards. Most people expect they should show some form of ID. So I'm sort of surprised at the reaction from Labor, because if you look at...
I'm not surprised, because this debate has been raging for decades. I mean, I've seen this come up over the decades. And the response from the AEC in particular is always that there's not actually much of a problem. And the Electoral Commissioner, Tom Rogers, at the moment has said the number of people who vote more than once is, quote, vanishingly small. At the last election, the AEC sent letters to only 2,000 apparent multiple voters. They tended to be older Australians or people for whom English is a second language. No one was prosecuted, and only 19 instances of verified double voting out of 15 million votes were cast at the last election. As the Greens says, this looks like a solution in search of a problem.
Well, this goes to I suppose, how we act as a society. We live in a society where, in Queensland, if I want to go to my local surf club or bowls club, and I'm not a member, I have to show a form of photographic ID. If I want to have a lemonade, lime and bitters in Brisbane on a Friday night after 10 p.m, I must show photographic ID and it is scanned in. Yet, when I undertake my most important duty as a citizen, and that is voting, no ID is required.
Yeah, but isn't there a key difference here? I mean, you go to the pub out of choice. But voting is compulsory. Going to the pub is a choice. We have compulsory voting in this country because we want every person in this country to be able to participate in the democratic process.
And because of that, they should be able to show some form of ID.
What if they don't have it, though? What if they don't have it, Senator?
Well, this is it's very simple. Where voters cannot provide acceptable identification, they must be issued with a declaration vote. And for your listeners, that's a vote that is issued subject to your bona fides being checked out. It happens now already. So you think you might be enrolled in the election of Maranoa, they can't find you on the roll, but they still issue you with a vote. And if you are homeless or you live in a remote Indigenous community, your identity can be vouched for by a local health worker or someone like that.
Okay, but it's just more red tape, isn't it? I mean, imagine if you're homeless
and you
ask to vote. Well, it is red tape. It means you're homeless. You have to go and find someone in a busy service, get them to check your identity somehow, which may be difficult. I mean, these are not reasons I'm making up. I've heard this evidence before Senate committees for decades, as I've said.
It's proffered as the issue is
it's a pathway to disenfranchisement.
It's actually not. It's actually a pathway to enfranchisement. It's making sure that people can participate in the democracy and that everybody is treated equally, because we must protect the sanctity of the electoral roll, and we must ensure that elections are fair, open and transparent, and are seen to be fair, open and transparent. And I can tell that this is what I call a head nod across the community. People expect that you should have to show some form of ID when you go to vote.
Well, if we're so interested in building trust in the democratic process, so they seem to be fair, open and transparent, you know, why shouldn't, for instance, on another issue, but also linked with the trust in our democracy, donors to Christian Porter's Blind Trust Fund be named? I mean, wouldn't that go some way to restoring trust of voters in the fair, open, transparency nature of our system?
Oh, I think Christian Porter and the Prime Minister have certainly answered that.
Don't know the members of the Blind Trust Fund who donated to a politician, for instance.
That's an issue for Christian Porter and for the government, and the government have answered that.
It's an issue for our Parliament, really, the transparency of our Parliament, and you're talking here about the transparency and trust in our electoral system.
And what I'm saying is that for voters, for the 15 million voters, most, if not all, would expect to show some form of identification when they go to vote, to help protect the sanctity of the electoral roll. They find it quite weird that you do have to show ID to enter a surf club to have a fish and chips, but when you go to exercise your vote to decide who will be the government of this country, no identification is required. It'll be quite odd at the coming election that people will be required, if they want to buy democracy sausage, they have to check in with their phone, a form of electronic identification, but to be issued with the vote, no identification is required. This is a pretty sensible, non-controversial reform.
Well, it seems to be controversial. That's all in the Parliament. Some are accusing the government of trying to import a US-style debate over voter suppression. The argument is that if Australians are led to believe that there is a problem with voter fraud, that could reduce confidence in elections. Have you considered that?
Well, I think I am genuinely surprised by the reaction of the Greens and Labor. I mean, some of their commentary is, bordering on the hysterical. This has nothing to do with cultural wars or Donald Trump or anything like that. As you said earlier, the issue of voter ID has been discussed for some time in Australia. Indeed, the Joint State of Community Electoral Matters has recommended it after the 13, 16 and 19 elections. And I wrote with my committee the reports after 16 and 19 as the chair. This is just something that I think it's time has come.
Senator, there's two more sitting weeks of Parliament left this year. If you can round up the numbers on the crossbench, will the ID laws be in place for the next election, or would you want them trialled first at a by-election, should there be one?
No, I would hope that they are in place for the next election when it's going to be held in 2022.
Okay, and the Electoral Commission is on board with that. Others have pointed out it's going to lead to long lines at polling booths, and that's not going to help people.
It's not going to lead to long lines at polling booths, because when you go to vote, you go to the desk and they ask you for your name, and you show up your bit of identification. They check it off. It is not going to create long lines. It's not extra red tape or bureaucracy or anything like that. It is just a simple, sensible measure to help protect the sanctity of the electoral roll and ensure that people do have confidence in our elections, that they are fair, open and transparent.
James McGrath, thanks very much for joining us again on Breakfast.
Thanks, Fran. Toodaloo.
Liberal Senator James McGrath is Chair of the Joint Standing Committee on Electoral Matters.